Click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Muhammad Al-Farabi, Part 2. Since Al-Farabi reached Baghdad, he hasn't wasted any time. Oh teacher, if Plato had conceptualized the virtuous ideal city, Utopia, whose people live in happiness, I think that we should conceptualize other cities. How is that, Muhammad? First of all, I have a concept of directing the attention of a human being to the way of happiness, when he has courage and virtue, and these two characteristics initially require wisdom. That's reasonable. If one of these characteristics was missing, then the human being becomes far from happiness. And here comes types of different cities. And by cities, here I mean types of people. Explain this theory to me in more details. There is the ignorant city. It is the one whose people think that happiness can be attained by breaking loose, to get angry and flare up without control. And the dissolute city, the one whose people know the truth, yet their behavior contradicts it. Are there other cities? Yes, the turncoat city. It is the one whose people had high morals when they first apostate. And lastly, the straying city. It is the one whose leader deceives the people of the city with wrong ideologies. These are very important concepts that will help people to understand their nature. You are very remarkable, Muhammad. You've even surpassed the great philosophers who you had read their books. Thank you, thank you. But there is something that's bothering me. What is it? I'm trying to read in medicine. But there are many things that I don't understand, and I don't know any doctors who can teach me. I feel that I'm being neglectful of this science.
Well, that's easy.
Easy? How is that? I'll send you to my friend who is a doctor. What do you think?
Really? That would be a favor that I would never forget.
All right, pack your luggage and prepare to travel to Haran in the Levant to meet the famous doctor, Huana Ibn Hayyan.
Al-Farabi reached the city of Haran,
and he started taking his first lesson. He was being taught by Dr. Huana.
Why are you interested in studying medicine, O Muhammad?
I love to increase my knowledge of all sciences, O doctor.
Do you plan to work as a doctor?
I don't think so. I just want to become familiar with the science, as it will help me to achieve what I want.
All right. Seems that you have a great ambition. Let's start the first lesson.
And that's how a new science was unfolding for Al-Farabi.
And a new world as well.
And it seems that staying in the Levant was to Al-Farabi liking.
so he decided to extend his stay after he finished what he started with Dr. Juana. The ruler of Aleppo, Saif al-Dawla al-Hamadani, happened to be interested in science and scientists.
So al-Farabi moved to Aleppo, and he stayed under the wing of Saif al-Dawla.
And there he engaged wholly in writing more books in different fields of scientists.
Let's welcome our great scientist, Muhammad al-Farabi. What's your specialty, Farabi?
Philosophy, logic, science, mathematics, music, nature study, medicine, literature, and languages. I can't believe that! Yes, it is impossible for anyone to be good in all of those scientists. It's simple. Debate him!
And that's how a debate started between al-Farabi and the rest of the scientists in the board of Saif al-Dawla.
And they kept debating him. He had such a profound knowledge that he could debate with them. And such a strong reason that he silenced them. After they discredited him, they turned around and started to write down what he says. Saif al-Dawla al-Hamadani decided to add Damascus to his emirate.
And the first thought that came to his mind was to take al-Farabi with him.
You know how much I love science, and that's why I can't imagine staying in Damascus without your company. That's such an honor, Your Majesty. All right, I'll grant you all the books that you ask for. And I'll provide you with everything that will help you to do researches and author books. You'll be staying here in this house, the one that's surrounded with trees. Or perhaps you don't like gardens. I used to work as a guard of a garden, and it was a great opportunity for me to increase my knowledge in a quiet, tranquil place. You've started out as a garden guard, and now you are close to the governor?
That's how Allah raises scientists in degrees of ranks, O Farabi.
Come on! Go ahead to your new house, and my door is always open for you.
Al-Farabi lived the rest of his life in Damascus.
And he started writing more and more researches and books. Hello, I want to buy some leather scrolls, plumes, and ink. Are you planning to write a new book? Yes. Yes, I pray to Allah to extend my life until I finish it. May Allah extend your life, O great scientist. Peace be upon you. Allah's peace and blessings be upon you. I've been following you for a while, sir, and I want to ask you a question that may seem awkward. Ask whatever you want. You know that I don't hide anything from you. So, you do know me. How can I forget you, O Solomon, my friend? I had a feeling that it's you. Muhammad bin Ozlak.
O Solomon, my name has become Muhammad al-Farabi.
I know, my friend, I've heard a lot about you. Our town is proud that you gave birth to a scientist like you. But what brought you to Damascus? You know, business, Muhammad. I won't take no for an answer. You must have lunch with me today.
Are you still reading all of these books, O Muhammad?
Many of these books were written by me, Solomon.
Masha'Allah, Masha'Allah! Here is my favorite book.
What is it about?
I mean, which field of science is it related to?
All scientists.
How is that? Read the title of the book.
The Book of Enumeration, Organization, and Definition of All Sciences.
All fields of science.
I mention the name of the science, then I define and I explain it.
Yes, everything that the human has reached until now.
I know you too well, my friend. There is no one else that can write such an important book better than you.
It will be useful for many generations, O Farabee. Al-Farabi lived the rest of his life in Damascus until he died in 339 AH,
leaving behind tens of books in different fields of science. If the Greek philosopher Aristotle earned the name the first teacher,
Al-Farabi was worthy of earning the nickname the second teacher.
To rename a star that's shining in the sky of science, and to influence great scientists who came after him in the history of this nation.